Blog Talk Radio.
Thank all of you coming from the Blog Talk today, and we're coming together to praise the Lord and to pray together. Men ought to always pray and not faint. God bless all of you. We are in for a great time today, and for all of you who are on the line, please let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this privilege to come before you and to utter a prayer. We know that you never sleep nor slumber. You're always here. You're always blessing, always helping us. God, we do praise you. We do thank you. We do give you all the glory and all the praise. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you for helping those who have sickness in their body. And God, those who have any type of affliction that they're going through now, because I count it as a privilege, Lord, to just experience you healing their bodies and helping them through every problem. Anybody having eye trouble or ear problems, God, I'm asking you to heal it. Touch those cataracts and let them drop off their eyes. Any cells in the eyes, be restored. God, we pray for those who have anxiety attacks. Dissipate them, Lord. Any depression situations, let them vanish in the name of Jesus. I rebuke strokes on the side of the body, on the right side, left side. I rebuke the sciatic nerve problems, yeah. And I rebuke pinched nerves, as many people seem to go through that problem, and joint problems, joint pains, oh God. I rebuke all these things in the name of Jesus. Every type of an affliction that is trying to attack the people of God, clog valves in the heart. And God, heal the heart problems. And every kind of problem that people can have. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, God, you made the body. And we thank you because you were there with God when he made the body and Jesus too. And we thank you because you can heal anything that you make. You made everything, so that means that you can heal everything. I'm asking you this for the glory of God, to allow in the spirit realm, allow the anointing to go through every person's body on this line who's sick or afflicted. And as the anointing, the power of God is going through, let it destroy every yoke of affliction, every yoke of sickness. God, every root of the yoke in the name of Jesus. I curse it at the very root. These people would experience healing rather than sickness and rather than affliction in the name of Jesus. God, thank you, thank you. Let the anointing go through there and sit in every spot of affliction, sit in every spot of disease, sit in every spot of illness, and let it drive it out, for the anointing will destroy every yoke. We praise you and appreciate you for what you've done. Those who have had a wonderful weekend, we thank you for it. And those who have gone through struggles, we thank you for them. It is a perfect opportunity for you to reveal yourself and to heal and to touch and deliver. Thank you for it. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't even know what to call you. But we know that you're above everything. And I call you ultra awesome, but that's not good enough. God, the ultra mastermind. God, everything you do is perfect. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless this line today in a very, very special way. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Look on the finances of the people and give them a financial release of blessings that have been held up. I don't know why I keep praying for people who have inheritances. God, release them. Let this be the season of release. In Jesus' name, I pray for our youth, that you would touch them and help them, and let them be successful. Help them in school, we pray, and help them to be obedient, we pray, to their parents. Oh, God, I pray for the safety of our children all over the world. The enemy is trying to destroy them everywhere. Young men, young women, trying to destroy them. But give them protection in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look on our nation, Lord. God, the enemy seems to try to destroy it. We need your help. Please help our nation. Look on pastors all over the world who need your help. God, all of them need your help. Please help. Please help. I pray for protection of God's people. I pray for world peace in the name of Jesus. And I pray for more joy and more peace and more love in the world. Oh, one for love, one for another, in the name of Jesus. I even pray for the churches worldwide, that you would touch them. Oh, God, those who have reached and gone the last mile of the way, God, encourage their hearts. Lift them up when they're falling down. And give encouragement all over to churches worldwide. In Jesus' name, that's your bride, and the enemy has come to attack it. But God, lift it up and bless it to move forward rather than to move backward. I pray for those in prison on drugs, alcoholics, and men to be added to the church everywhere. Oh, God, we need men. Touch the men all over the world. And let men come to this prayer line, Lord, to become leaders and to bless this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless, and we'll give you the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, forgive all sins, sins of commission and sins of omission. In Jesus, bind the enemy. And God, bless people all over this prayer line. Give better jobs, and give better positions, and increase and promotions, and financial increase on their jobs. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for it. And God, pray that you open the prison doors and let those who deserve to come out, to come out. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And then those who don't, Lord, evaluate and give grace and mercy. We pray in Jesus' name. I do this for the glory of God. And everything that I'm asking you, may I ask you to do all these things in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Good morning to everybody on the prayer line. Good morning to y'all. Y'all
are
awake.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you and to you and to you. God bless you. Hopefully you had a good weekend, and hopefully the Lord bless you real good. Some of y'all didn't feel like speaking, but let's all speak to the Lord. He's in the room. He always never sleeps in our slumbers, and he's blessing right now. You woke up with your health and strength.
Amen.
If you woke up able to breathe, did you know that he allows us to take about 1,200 breaths in 24 hours? My. If somebody blessed you to take 1,200 breaths, and he was the one who created breaths, would you speak to him, or would you just sit there? I just want to know. Amen. God blessed and created you so that in a day's time you would have about 1,200 breaths. One good fresh breath is worth it all. Amen. The 1,200 to keep your body functioning the correct way. Amen. Some of y'all, maybe you never experienced having anything like asthma or COPD or emphysema or any of these things that have an effect on your lungs. Count it all joy. I've had asthma, and you don't want to have it. While you got a good lung or a good two lungs, you ought to open your mouth and thank the maker of lungs for giving you breath. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord.
For every person who has a, oh, my God. I believe this is going to be a wonderful praise because you are alive. If some of y'all really knew what the devil tried to do to you last night. Do you know some of these nights the enemy has tried to put your name on the death list?
Yes.
But God took it off and said, live on.
Thank you.
You've got a right and a reason to give him some praise. Let's praise him for at least 2 or 3 minutes, not just 1 second. Let's praise him for 2 or 3 minutes. This is a praise check. What level is your praise
on? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Philippians 3:13. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I'm forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is the wisdom seminar. God gives things to his saints and to his prophets that will profit us all in the name of Jesus. The Lord, I'm sure, has given someone an exegesis. In other words, you want to break this down for us and give what the Lord is giving in the spirit realm unto you. This is Philippians 3:13, and we're looking for some of you all to give us a spiritual interpretation of this, these two, three verses. Brethren, read it one more time. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There are people who come, this is their church, their only church in foreign countries. And I want you to be a blessing to them. The line is open to you. Who would take that and try to bless the people all across the world? Amen. Who are listening right now? Who would give us an interpretation of that? Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things of before, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The line is open to you. God bless you. Somebody jump in there and give us what the Lord has given to you. The line is open.
Well, good morning and praise the Lord and Chief Ambassador, all of the saints of God, to my sisters and brothers on the line this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord for his word, his written word, amen, and for his word of action, amen. This is a good scripture here in Philippians on this morning. I'm trying to do the best I can, amen, with the little knowledge that I do know. Don't know much, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will let me unwind a little of it on today. And here's talking this morning. Amen, that brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. And I believe that if I look up above, it said, but I follow after, if that I have apprehended, for that, for this also I'm apprehended of Jesus. I believe that means that I have learned. I looked it up quickly. Amen, that I've learned a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things. I have heard a lot of things, amen, but I may not have been all perfect or have obeyed or what have you, but here he's saying, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, I have made some mistakes. I've heard it, amen, praise the Lord, so like some of us have and everything, but no matter what has happened, amen, in my life and in my past, I have not, amen, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, forgetting all those things are behind. I'm not going to bring up my past. I'm not going to tell you all the things that I did that was against my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My God, I did make some mistakes. Amen. Some of it was sin. Not just mistakes, but sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will only tell it in order to tell someone that you can make it by the grace of God. But here he's saying, amen, in the next sentence, and I forgetting those things which are behind, because I hear the scripture say that old things are passed away, and behold, new things, amen. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see it. I tell you, we've been blind over a lot of things, but now the Holy Spirit has allowed us to see some things. And here he's telling us at the end, amen, I'm forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth, amen, unto those things which are before. It's so much that we know to reach before, reaching out to God. Even this morning in our praise, that's a part of reaching out to God, a part of our salutation in the morning is to greet the Lord. We may not even learned all this stuff in the past, but now here we are, we're reaching forth unto those things which are before us. Whatever God has for us, it is good. Amen. I forgot about all that stuff. Some of that stuff people bring up, I forgot all about it. You know, when you were children and you used to, and when you come up now as adults to Thanksgiving and Christmas and family reunions, and they start talking about the stuff what you used to do, you don't even want to hear some of that stuff no more. Some of the names that they used to call you don't even ring with me no more. I have a new name now. Oh, my God. So that's why the apostle is saying that, I'm forgetting those things. I'm not even trying to reminisce about some of that stuff that went in the past. Amen. But I'm reaching forth into those things which are before me. And what are those things? Those things are good things, things of God. The 14th verse say, I press. Oh, my God, the apostle is saying, and we're saying this morning, I press toward the mark of the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this is not like a prize that you get in a Cracker Jack box. It's not like a prize when you win something or when you got the most and everything. But the prize, amen, is going toward the mark, amen, of the high calling, not the low calling. Everything that God does is high. I tell my people everything that he does is excellent. Even our chief apostles say, don't just call me awesome, call me ultra awesome. And here the apostle is saying, I'm pressing toward the high calling. I don't want the low calling. If I'm going to be in it, I'm going toward the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm forgetting about those things. I've learned a lot of things. I knew a lot of things. Yeah, my mother taught me some things. And oh, remember Timothy and Lord and Eunice taught Timothy some things. And oh, my God, may not have done everything they told me to do. My grandmother taught me some things. And I still went out there and tasted the world, but I'm forgetting about those things. They're not in my spirit no more. They up under the blood. All things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. And I'm reaching forth into those things which are before. I don't want nobody to remember me when I was in my sin. I want you to remember me while I'm christened and by the grace of God that I'm here. I don't want nobody, amen, to call me those things which was in the past. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I forgot about those things. So here we are this morning to every last one of the word of God and say, I press. Amen. I'm pressing. Amen. Every day I'm pressing. Woo, I feel that anointed. Every day I'm pressing toward the mark for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Sometimes we go and we don't feel good. Sometimes we go and things are going on, but we still go. If you're a trooper in the Lord, you'll go, my God, and nobody even know that you got a problem, but you got on the whole armor of God. So I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ, of God, in Christ Jesus. Not for nobody else. Nobody else get the recognition. Nobody else get the praise. Amen. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I thank God. I pray that I've said something this morning that have blessed somebody. Amen. I don't know it all, but I am a willing vessel to open my mouth and open my spirit to let someone be blessed on the revelation of the scripture this morning. God bless you, and back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
My, 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 my. Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you, Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern, our mother to the nation. Amen. You gave a wonderful answer, Jesus. Amen. Somebody else.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby, Area 708. I thank
right,
and praise
Mother.
God for that scripture. And it, to me, just certain what to me, it, I don't feel like I already got it made, but I'm living holy by the day because I want to go back with the Lord when he comes. And I want to stop forgetting those things that are behind, because just naturally when you're walking and you go to looking back, you could fall down. So I don't want to dwell on things that in my past and all of that. But God has a future for us, and I'll be looking for the more of God and how I can please the Lord the more. That's what the scripture means to me, that I want to go. It's stairs in the Lord, that they all going up. So I want to keep my mind on God and keep my mind going up and to help somebody to find Christ as I go, because I don't feel like I already got it made, but I want to make it with the Lord.
Beautiful, Mother. Thank you so much. All right. We've had two great, wonderful, wonderful interpretations. And anyone else, you can add to that. We all have different personalities, and the Lord may reveal something different to you. Or you might want to add on to what we've had. The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Bless praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
the Mother of the Nation. She done said it all. She said it all. I can't add to it, and I definitely can't take from it, because she did say it all. I've been there, I've done that, and I just thank her. We're on the same path.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. She's done a wonderful job. Amen. Here in Philippians 3:13, brethren, and that covers all of us, brethren, sisters, boys, girls, everybody. He's saying, I count not myself to have apprehended. I know about Jesus. I have embraced the teachings of Jesus Christ, and I know much about what he has taught and how to live for Christ. But even though I've accepted Christ, I'm not going to fall into the sin of self-righteousness to think that I got it all together. No, I don't have it all together. When I think I'm so perfect, there's sins that I'm committing that I don't even know about. When I first got saved, I thought I was so righteous.
Wow.
He did clean me up and wipe me, and made me whiter than snow. But you have to understand that living for the Lord is a learning process. It is a learning process. You haven't apprehended when you come to Christ. Everything about Christ. You're just a babe in Christ. You have to get to know him. Yeah, Dr. Bernard, yeah, you fasted 1,000 days. Yes, I did. 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at least 12, 14, 15, 16 hours every day for 1,000 days. But I haven't apprehended nothing. There's so much. I've forgotten more than I know right now. I haven't apprehended. No, I'm not going to fall into the sin of self-righteousness or think that just because I haven't done this or I haven't done that, a whole lot of folks, we think that knees haven't bowed. Knees are bowing to Baal. There are at least 8,000 more folks that you don't know who are living at least as good as you are better. Amen. You haven't apprehended. But one thing you have determined in your soul, in your spirit, in your heart, in your mind, this one thing you will do, you're going to forget all about the things you did in the world. And you're going to forget those things that are behind you. I don't want to think about how I used to go to the club and blow half the night with the modern jazz prophets. I don't want to think about that. When I got saved, I was going to put my horn down because of that. I decided not to blow my horn anymore. But the Lord spoke to my heart and said, son, don't put your horn down. Forget those things which are behind you. Don't lay your horn down. Keep blowing, but just change your song. And I'm reaching forth unto the things that are before me now. I'm blowing before kings and queens and presidents and people, potentates and everything else. But that's not what I'm trying to get to. When I played for the president of Kenya, they said, I know you're thrilled because you played for the president here of Kenya. I said, no, I'm not, wasn't thrilled, but I was honored. They said, he's like a king here in Kenya. How could you not be thrilled to pray for him? I said, because I'm always reminded that I blow for the King of Kings and I blow for the Lord of Lords. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, not of the king here in Kenya. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, not of the president of Liberia that we played for. No, I'm pressing toward the mark, not of Bill Clinton that we played for two or three times, and others I can name, but I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. No other mark is that high. Yeah, everything is below him. At the name of Christ Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. At the name of Jesus, people will take off their hats and take off their crowns and toss them before him. Yeah. At the name of Jesus, every person who thinks that they are so great, and every person who has been living in what we call self-righteousness will have to admit that their righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord. And we're pressing toward the prize of the high calling in God in Christ Jesus. He's the one who is our love, our joy, our hope, our peace, our shepherd, our leader, our guider, our faith, our hope, our charity, our inspiration, our jubilation, our master maker, motor and shaper, our security. He's the one who cares for us. He's the one who holds our hand through the storm and the rain. He's the one who's been there when nobody else was, when we went through bereavement. Lost our mother, he became our mother. Lost our father, he became our father. If you lost your sister, he became your sister. If you lost your brother, he became your brother. He's the mark. He is the mark that we reach toward and we press toward, trying to be like him, not trying to be like anybody else. But he is the prize, high calling in him. Yeah, we press toward the Lord Jesus Christ. No other like him. No other. We call him when we're down. We call him when we're sick. When we pray on this line, we call him. No other. We're pressing toward the prize, high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being able to even say Jesus, and you answer. Thank you, God, for being able to call your name God, and you answer. You're there in the midnight hour when people are going through sadness, and when people are going through sorrow, and people are sick, and people even faint and fall out. You're there, God, to pick them up, and we're pressing towards you. Oh, God, I got to stop here, but we're pressing toward the prize of high calling. Listen, we haven't made it yet. When we think we know so much, we don't know nothing. Amen. When we get in Jesus, there's such a prize. Now, even though we forget the things that we did in the world, that doesn't mean we forget those things that he's done for us. No. You got to remember the things that he's done, because if you forget them, it will be a tool that you've forgotten to help you press toward the mark and your faith to go up to a different level. You can't forget the things that he's done. You can't forget how he healed your body. You can't forget how he saved your soul. You can't forget how he made you whole. You can't forget the day you received the Holy Ghost and the day you got refilled. You can't forget, not forgetting those things that are behind in Christ Jesus. No, you forget the things that are behind in the world. But you want to remember, every day you can remember as much as you can, the things that the Lord has done for you. Because, see, those things are what make you step up to a new level in Christ Jesus and have more faith to believe in them. That's how you get mountains moved. He'll move mountains. He'll move valleys. He will just do many things for you that you've never seen, that you never dreamt of, because you haven't forgotten the things that Jesus did for you. My God, I remember how he healed me. I remember how he saved me. I remember how he filled me. I remember how he opened doors for me that had been closed in my face. I remember when they lied on me, how he fixed that thing for me. I remember how they cheated me out of my money, but God blessed me and restored the money. I can't forget what he's done for me in Christ Jesus. But the things that I've done in my life that were sins, I forget those things that are behind. And I'm reaching forth to the things that the Lord are going to do for me and pressing toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anybody else who wants to say something?
This is Ambassador. God bless you, and I've enjoyed everything that I've heard. But just to add a little bit more, glory to God, I wanted to say there are things that we need to forget and there are things that we don't need to forget. But there was one thing about Paul. Before Paul became Paul, he was Saul, and when he persecuted the church, and I understood Ambassador, Mother to the Nation really just broke all of that down for us, but I want to share this little revelation the Lord has given me in the process of all of this, is that a lot of times when Saul changed, name was changed, and when he became converted and when he got saved, he really got saved. And so what I want to share with anybody, whatever you've done in the past, yes, you are to forget those things which are behind you, and a lot of us know what those things are. But what messes us up to keep us from pressing toward the prize, which is in Christ Jesus, is that when you dabble with the things that you've chosen to let go of, that's why it's such a struggle to be where the Lord wants you to be. Because when he said, I want you to forget it, that went with the changing of the name. Stay back there. Stay back there. Let it go. But when you mortify the deeds of the flesh, and when the Bible tells us that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, no matter, it doesn't matter if someone brings up your past. But when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, if they call you a homemonger, that was back there. If they call you a thief and a liar, that was back there. The thing is, don't connect yourself to it in this call, in this walk with God, and it won't hinder your walk. My Lord, it will get you in a place that you will understand that I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I will know that I am a partaker of his divine nature, over at his name. And Paul knew that. He knew it was ever beginning and tried to throw against him. The Bible says that he said, made in all these things, I am more than a conqueror. Come on, devil, you can't kill me. I'm already dead. I'm dead in the flesh. My mind has been transformed, and I've been renewed this morning, glory to God. I'm getting excited because it's something about the Holy Ghost in the inside of you. It'll resurrect you when you can look at your past and say, that's not who I am today. I am in Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you, saints of God, both, sit down on your testimony. Don't allow the enemy to hold that testimony hostage, but open up your mouth and bless them every chance you get. Because the more you tell what God has brought you through, and people will see the transformation. Just don't find yourself connecting to the things that you don't, that you're supposed to be forgetting. And I found today, the problem with a lot of people, they say I'm a new creature, they say I will forget the things, and they don't understand why they're missing the prize and they're missing the mark. Because in the part of the translation, when we've been changed from darkness to light, they stuck in the middle of the transformation, trying to hold on to the world. God bless you, and I just love everything I've heard this morning. Go bless his name.
God bless you. Is there anyone else who wants to speak on this? Before we close, I got to move. Anyone else? The line is open to you. All right, God bless you. Before we go today, we certainly want to get any prayer requests and pray for people on this line. Is there anyone who has a prayer request? The line is open to you.
Yes, good morning.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Pray for me and my family and Pastor Gene and Pastor Tony.
All right, Mother Willie Johnson.
Yes.
Right. Anyone else?
Good morning, 913. Good morning, Chief Ambassador and Sheila Brown. Good morning. Hi. Chief, would you please put me on the prayer list? On Saturday, I lost a wallet, an orange wallet. Somehow that wallet got away from me on Saturday, and it has to be
your wallet?
Yes, sir. I believe my wallet was taken Saturday, but I can't say 100% sure. Chief, there's a few people around, but my wallet is gone. And that wallet had my rent money, my light money, bill money in there, and my wallet disappeared Saturday. So we all please pray that my wallet somehow God works the miracle, give me my wallet and my money and those documents in there.
All right. Has anybody on this line ever lost anything like that? If so, why don't you pray for Sister Sheila? You know, you ought to be able to feel other people. You ought to feel her pain. Don't ever get so that the only pain you can feel is your pain. That's a terrible, terrible state to be in. But if you can feel her, you've ever lost your wallet, ever lost something very valuable like that, why don't you pray for her? The line is open to you.
In the name of Jesus, God, as we humbly come to the throne of grace, Lord, throne of mercy, Father, Lord, I ask you, Lord Jesus, Father, to agree with us, Lord, together, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Together, Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, God, whatever is going on, Lord Jesus, with the person, God, that took it upon themselves to take, Lord Jesus, God, first touch them, God, Lord, have mercy upon that person or persons, God. Lord, if it's been misplaced, Father, I ask you to show it to her, God. Lord, if it's been lost, Lord Jesus, God, I ask you to show it to Sister Sheila, God. I'm just asking, Lord Jesus, Father, once it's been revealed, Father, to her, Lord Jesus, God, if you can show my own 10-year-old daughter, Lord, her wallet's been missing since March, Father. Lord, I ask you if you can show my daughter, Nevaeh, where her wallet is, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is a double miracle, Father, that I'm asking for this morning, Lord Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
Sister Sheila's heart, Lord Jesus, God. I just thank you for Sister Sheila, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask you to lift her up, God. Lift her spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. She's such a jewel, God, Lord Jesus. I ask you to lift her up, God, as we talk about all the time about the lifting, Lord Jesus, God. Let her head rain high, God. Lord, love on her even more, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And let not only KCPNL, but I believe she said her rent, Lord, let the rent show mercy on her as well, God. The people that these bills are due to, Father, let some grace be shown, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you.
Amen.
And Father, I want to add to this prayer. I want you to ask you, Lord, look on Mother Willie Johnson. Whatever she's going through, fix it for her. In the name of Jesus, bless her bountifully. Oh, God, give her strength in her body. Help her on that job. And, God, give her what you want her to have. If that's where you want her to be, let her be blessed there, Lord. If you want her to have a different kind of job, let it come to her, Lord. And let her be bountifully blessed, we pray. Bless Pastor Gina and Pastor Tony, the pastors of her church, in the name of Jesus. And for Sister Sheila Brown, in the spirit realm, Lord, I don't know nothing. I, I'm nothing except in you. But I do know what you told me I can do. I could bind the enemy on earth. Lord, this devil, wherever that is, whatever that's causing her not to find her wallet, in the name of Jesus, I bind it. If that